Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 31st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices are March corn up 2.25 cents, 6.38 1/4, March wheat up 1.5 cents, 7.87 3/4, and March beans up 17 1/4 cents at 14.87 1/4. Both March corn and March beans made new contract highs. Backed off of those highs, corn was about 4 cents lower by the close of the night session. The beans were a good dime lower, 8 to 9 cents anyway, lower than they were overnight. I don't know if that's going to continue out here. The dollar's down 38 ticks, but still very high at 96.88. Crude oil is up another 62 a barrel. That helps support the bean oil prices. Bean oil was up 76. Meal was up 370. The strength in the beans coming from ideas that South American crops this week are going to be cut. A lot of analysts are coming out with their estimates, and they believe that we're going to see much lower production out of South America. We've already put on more than a buck in the beans in the last several sessions. We put on $2.50, I think, since November. Maybe enough. We'll have to see. The corn's, rallied since the harvest lows a good, $1.30 here. So, people think it's going to move a lot higher because of the shortages in South America. That's certainly possible. Of course, we could be, this is the last trading day of the month, we could make a contract high, close lower, and that might be it out here. The Chinese bought 129,000 metric tons of beans, half old crop, half new crop. The Chinese are on their holiday, Lunar Year holiday this week. The talk is that they're short beans, and after they come back, they're going to need to be buying beans. Now, we've heard all of these Chinese rumors one after another. None of them have really come true. They talked about the 1.5 million metric tons of beans they bought 2 weeks ago. We never saw any evidence of that. 1.5 million corn, we never saw any evidence of that. But it's going to be dry in Argentina the next 10 days. And if they do, have sizable cuts in these crops, we've certainly rallied significantly, but we could push higher. No question about it. The tensions in Russia and Ukraine continue out here. I think Putin would be a fool to go in. This isn't like, 50 years ago when a nation, got a bug up itself to go invade. There's going to be harsh sanctions put on Russia, and I don't think Putin or his cronies are going to be too happy with him. In the meantime, Egypt bought 420,000 metric tons of wheat, a good deal of it from Romania, the Ukraine, and from Russia. So they're still in the business despite all these tensions of selling wheat out here. I think that's got to be a little bit disappointing for the American wheat prices out here. Overall, I think it's going to be, if the Russians do go in, there's going to be the knee-jerk reaction higher. I would certainly want to be a seller either that day or by the next day. I don't think it's going to last if they do go in there. I think it'll be a knee-jerk reaction, and that'll be that. Overall, I think the bigger problem is South America. Just depends on how much they slash these crops out here. They'll certainly take it out of exports, and that means that the U.S. could pick up a lot of that business, which is why we've been so strong here the last month or so. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.